The Spanish announce table.
Tom,
Tim.
It was a warm day here in Kansas City.
Oh, but that was just to tease us, because if you've seen the weather this weekend, we get another Arctic blast and potentially 7 inches of snow. Not Al snow, but the good snow that makes you slide all over the roads.
Al snow is definitely not the good snow. I don't know that there's a whole lot of good snow to be found, and Al snow is definitely not it.
But shout out to Al Snow and his clothing company, Collar and Elbow. They got a lot of fun shirts at a good, reasonable price. This isn't a sponsorship plug. It's just I really feel this way. If you're looking for a good St. Patrick's Day shirt, but also want to express your pro wrestling fandom, they have an Irish whip green shirt, and I think it's pretty clever.
At one point it was a sponsorship deal. Like, we had a thing with them. I don't know if we still if we could still make that an active thing or not, but I haven't looked
definitely we can. If there's a will, there's a way, Tim.
Well, yeah, we just call up old Al and tell him, hey, by the way, don't listen to the latest episode, we love you and we would like you to know. Right, just tell him, yeah, don't listen to anything we've ever said about you, but can we still hawk your shit for you?
I don't think we've been too hard on him. I don't think he's been like a Jeff Jarrett in the history of the show.
Yeah.
Jeff Jarrett would be a hard sell. Or the Young Bucks. That would be a hard sell. Like, yeah. Hey, so I used to call you guys the Young Cunts, and I really hated you.
Yeah, there will Sports be no AEWShop.com affiliate for the Spanish announce table.
Not happening.
Bridges burnt before there was even a place to build a bridge to, right there, man.
Yep, really disliked the old Young Bucks. Like, yeah. Cody. I like Cody. Kenny Omega.
Love that
Chris
guy.
Chris Jericho's awesome.
Yeah.
Which, by the way, we are recording February 13th, 2019. Do you realize 2 years ago on this day?
On this day.
You want to give me a little sound bite?
Oh, man, I'm sure that we have that on here somewhere. I just don't exactly know. On this day. There it is.
Do you know what happened on Monday Night Raw?
Oh, no, I don't.
It was the culmination of the Festival of Friendship.
Oh, I remember the Festival of Friendship. That was fun.
One of the best segments in Monday Night Raw history 2 years ago today. And if I'm wrong, we don't fact check, but I'm pretty sure that's right.
yeah, that happened. On this day! 2 years ago, huh?
But since now we're kind of just jumping everywhere, and it's just our show, you know, Tim and Tom hanging out. The women aren't listening. So, Tim, now that the women are not spying on us and trying to find out our next move, Valentine's Day is tomorrow. Tim, what do you got planned?
Tom, it's fun to watch you in this, like, young, budding relationship. She doesn't need to listen to spy on me to know what my plans are.
Which is?
She would just know. Oh, we don't have any major plans, man. I was sick all weekend, and she's not feeling well now. And so our plan is to just do like a stay home,
perfect,
snuggle up.
Perfect, Tim. Way to get her sick to where then she doesn't have the energy to do anything, and then thus you don't have to do anything. The perfect plan.
Yeah, I took one for the team, me being the team. Right, yeah.
Way
no,
to
man.
Go.
Actually, a different kind of illness. It's definitely like not that I gave her that, but boy, I came down with it hard. I was asleep most of the weekend. But yeah, that's kind of our, like, we were like, you know what? No, we're going to like do the stay home, just snuggle up, maybe watch a movie, you know, just make a little dinner thing. The kids are still, you know, home and in the house and stuff like that too. So it's kind of a, if you don't do a whole lot of forethought in this one. Yeah. So yeah, we are staying plan free almost, as it was.
Well, good for you.
Yeah.
I like that.
But you
down with the sickness.
But you're still in the you don't have points to give, right? You're still earning your way up through the minor league system here. You've got, you know
well,
what I mean?
This like, is
you know.
A bigger and this is a bigger one than most because it's the first one as an engaged couple, right?
Yeah.
So this one and the next one.
Oh, before the next one is right
no, the
wedding,
next
huh?
one is right before the wedding. So I guess the next two are still like the engaged thing, but you know, the first one has a wedding.
Yeah, but
married
both of these
couple.
Are going to be.
Yeah. So I'll give you a complete transparency. Have nothing planned. Pretty awesome. Zero. Well, that's not true. We do have reservations to a great restaurant, local, right from here in Kansas City. It's called Capini's.
Capini's.
It's an Italian, it's an Italian restaurant. We're actually going to have our rehearsal dinner there. That's how much we like this place.
And if you order the rigatoni, you get the Spanish announce table price for This isn't a sponsorship either,
but,
is it?
No. But it did spark the whole engagement talk. Capini's helped us with that. You know why?
Okay. Why is that?
Because after we had dinner, they were like, hey, would you like a dessert? I'm like, of course. Let's see what the options are. And so they're going like, bump, 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 bump. And then one of their options was wedding cake. You can get a slice of wedding cake. And I said, hey, easy. You know?
Take it easy.
Yeah, what are you trying to do to me here? And then he laughed. She kind of got uncomfortable. And then we started talking like, what? Maybe? What? Really?
What?
And yeah. So, yeah. They kind of... expedited that little journey down
the flame.
Spark the flame that is now an engaged couple of Emily and I. So the other thing, though, and I'll give you guys a report, guys and girls, I report next week, but she, Emily, has a plan surprise for me that will be delivered to my work tomorrow. I have zero idea what it is. Some people said it's like a singing like quartet, you know. Other people think there's a company called Hertz Donuts that's here in the United States, kind of nationwide, that will sing like send a fat man in a like a Cupid outfit and give you donuts and stuff like that.
Are you my next gig?
What do you mean? Yeah.
I'll see you tomorrow, man. This is going to
awesome.
Be fun. This is going to be fun.
You should be the Cupid for Hertz Donuts. It's
right?
Pretty great.
Yeah.
Some people think it's that.
You can wear a diaper?
Yeah, that's what you wear. You wear diapers and a wing. Wings.
Wait. Does the employee have to acquire their own diaper, or is it provided?
Because I mean,
make
you know,
if I'm going to take this on.
I think you know, I think it's easy for you to find a diaper. I think we know that about you. Mm-hmm.
Oh, I know how to make one stat with pretty much anything lying around.
There's that.
Any kind of fabric or threading or plant-based material, I could probably whip one up. Yeah.
Oh, look at you, Daniel Bryan. Good for you. Got the plant-based material ready on hand.
Right, yeah, from naturally fallen fibers, you know. Mm-hmm.
Good for you. Mm-hmm. Hey, so that is the Valentine's 2019. But let's get into some news because this is a pro wrestling.
Well, we're both some bums with the Valentine's.
Well, I'm more just on my – I'm going to play it off of what the surprise is, right? So if she comes in with, like, a $1 million surprise.
The Big Show comes in as Baby New Year or whatever.
Yeah.
Or the Valentine's.
Then I'm gonna, you know, then I'm gonna reciprocate and I'm gonna go, you know, $2 million surprise, right? But if it's because I don't want to shoot my shot because we got more years of this to go, so I'm not gonna go, you know, 100%.
She's
gotta
make the first move. She told me.
That's what I'm saying on this, right? If she says she got the surprise and I play it by ear and then I go just as much as she goes.
Yep. Yeah, because if you get like a singing telegram and the singer sucks, you can be like, yeah, you know. It was a nice try. I see the effort was there, and that's what matters most, honey.
We'll get a shared dessert. You know what I mean?
Like, that's what you tried.
Yeah,
that's what matters. It's that you tried.
But let's get into some big wrestling news.
Let's do it.
Since we are a pro wrestling podcast here.
We are.
The biggest news, now this is outside of storylines, but I believe the biggest news was the Double or Nothing event that will be taking place May 25th, 2019. Tickets went on sale, and this was a good litmus test, in my opinion, on you know, what's the feedback from the audience. And I tell you what, the general public ticket sales went on sale, sold out in 4 minutes.
Yeah.
So here's the thing, right? So the first show, the All In, that took place last year, it makes sense, right? They have the pro wrestling tease kind of partnership that has a good following. It was this new thing. It's an alternative to definitely the time when WWE probably at its lowest point of the year last year, right? Like that was when the Baron Corbin stuff started kind of taking place and just everything. It was before Becky Lynch, you know? And so it was a great time to like strike while the iron was hot. Mm-hmm. And so All In was just this massive success. And it was a great show, right? It was a great show. The second show takes place. And this is where it's like, okay, you can do something once, cool, but can lightning strike twice? And like I just said, general public ticket sales sold out in 4 minutes. And here's the other caveat. This isn't in Des Moines, Iowa, or, you know, small town Texas. This is in Las Vegas, Nevada. There are a million, probably not exaggerating, a million options of what you can do when you're in Las Vegas. So
yeah, that means that means they did it all on a destination draw, too. So, like, you know what I mean? Like, people weren't just like, oh, it's not like it's Oklahoma City and whatever's at the venue. Like, we're going to see what's there. Maybe we'll get tickets if we like it. No, this is, they're coming for this right here.
Yeah. So what's your thoughts? What do you think? Now, it's been reported or kind of assumed that the main event is going to be Kenny Omega versus Chris Jericho 2. So that's going to be the headliner.
Yeah.
Obviously, you're going to probably have the Young Bucks. Now, another piece of news is Cody Rhodes just had knee surgery.
Yeah.
I assume he'll be ready by May because I don't think it was a too invasive surgery, but still, you got to maybe go into a tag match after a knee surgery kind of thing. So we don't know what he'll be doing. But what's your just general thoughts from ticket sales? Now that is the headliner.
They still seem to be on fire. People are ready for this to happen, right?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they were ready. They're still ready. And they've done a good job of not overdoing any promo for this, right? They're showing up in some spots. Mm-hmm.
They're still doing their YouTube series where if you want to follow it, you can. But it's not like force-fed down your throat.
Right. Yeah, we don't see this on, you know, Fox football commercials. We're not just overdoing this, right? Mm-hmm. And the card I'm looking at here, and again, some of this is based on what happened at these, press rallies and all that kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Is Kenny Omega, Chris Jericho. That's a thing. They've said that's going to happen, right?
Yeah.
And then there's Hangman Adam Page versus Pac.
Oh, yeah. Right? I think that was going to be the first match announced. Yeah, that one's going to be fun.
And then there's the Young Bucks taking on Pentagon Jr. and Phoenix, which...
Yeah, the Lucha Bros.
Right, yeah. I mean, that could only be crazy good. Then SCU taking on, CIMA and two partners from OWE. Man, I don't know. And then Britt Baker versus Nyla Rose versus Kylie Rae, and then Cody to be determined.
So, yeah, again, Cody could be in a tag match. I wouldn't be shocked just because of the, you know, hey, you don't want to go balls to the wall when you have a company. This isn't the one-off event like All In, right?
Did he get hurt messing with old Moonshine Manto out there that I seen online?
Maybe. Old Moonshine Mantel, former NWL product known as Maverick here. Friend of the show, been on the show a couple times.
Right.
Maybe. I'm not sure. Man, it would suffer him if that was his one shot to like get in good with him and he injures Cody Rhodes.
I don't think. I mean, I don't know. I don't know what's really happened to Cody, to be honest with you. But
yeah, could just be wear and tear, right? Yeah. Like, you know.
Yeah, for anybody not to know, a gentleman who's been on the show for was with NWL, a former pro wrestling organization around here. Yeah, it was one of the places that AEW invaded, right? That they do, right? And they just hopped in. And you had a fun little spot with him in the ring. And yeah, better check in with him, maybe say, hey, man, did you put the old Double or Nothing in jeopardy there?
Or is this, you know, a shoot that goes into a work and we're going to get Moonshine Mantel versus Cody Rhodes as the first thing? I don't know. That'd be awesome.
Be great. Good guy. All right. Yeah. I think they're going to do all right here. It's all going to be in the packaging and the follow through, you know?
Yeah. I think this is still honeymoon phase, right? So All In, like I mentioned, was that big one-off event that had good partnerships and every hot indie star in the world was involved. Yeah. And it took off, right? They had the partnership with the NWA. They had the partnership with Pro Wrestling Tees. Indie darling there was like, sure, let's just jump in and do this, right? Now, I still think we're in that honeymoon phase. But again, this is almost like tape because it's the first event as now All Elite Wrestling, not just, hey, it's a fun one-off, right? Like, everyone has fun. Now we're competing, right? Now Ring of Honor is saying, like, maybe Jay Lethal, like, because Jay Lethal was a part of All In, you know, obviously don't see him being a part of Belt or Nothing. So now we're getting, like, Ring of Honor might not play nice. New Japan might not play nice. Impact Wrestling, if they have any exclusive contracts, they're not going to be playing nice. So we'll see. But I still think this is, like, as I mentioned, take two of the first show. I think a good litmus test for them is going to be the second All Elite Wrestling show, where this is Jacksonville, Florida, right? Now, Jacksonville, Florida is a big metropolitan, but it's not Vegas. It's not a destination, as you mentioned, right? So it's going to be a little bit more of, are people locally going to turn out? Are people going to travel to a second place so close after the first show? And then I think that's where we're going to start to see. And this is going to be, I assume, their home base, since the owner of All Elite is from Jacksonville or owns the Jacksonville.
Well, Florida loves its wrestling down there, man.
But we're going to see. You know what I mean? So I think the second show is where we're going to really find out if this has legs. But a great first impression. I would have not bet that general public ticket sales would be sold out under an hour.
I'm interested in that. If they're going to use that Florida Southern area as their home base of operations, because I feel they're more of a Northeastern crowd, right? Like maybe not even north, like Northeast, all the way up there, but more definitely of the Chicago, the Ohio's, the, you know what I mean?
Well, one of their big partnerships still going after All In is the Pro Wrestling Tees, which is based in Chicago.
Right.
So, you know, are the pro wrestling tees, you know, brass or, you know, management going to keep coming down to Jacksonville every time? Or then are we going to get a little bit looser of a working relationship? We'll see how that goes. So, yeah, I think the second show is where we're going to see, but I definitely think the first show needs to be a home run. And Chris Jericho, Kenny Omega, the first one was awesome. Now, to me, it wasn't the, oh, my God, classic, but it was like, yeah, I want to see a second one, right?
Right.
And so I'm definitely interested in that. The Young Bucks again. Lucha Bros or whatever we're calling them. They're Lucha Bros and NWO. That's what I know them as. Love them. Young Bucks, again, I feel like they're just cosplaying as pro wrestlers and not pro wrestlers, so I don't care about them. But everything else, Hangman Page and Pac. I haven't seen too much of Hangman Page. I saw his match at All In. I've seen some things on YouTube. Pac, I'm 100% in. I hope he becomes the number one heel. I want to see Pac and Kenny Omega. That's where I'm going. Like, let's have Kenny Omega, Chris Jericho, you know, do their thing, have that, go their separate ways, right? We're crowning a new champ. Kenny Omega won the main event of the first show, so the second show we're crowning champ. Pac won his match against Hangman Page, and we get Kenny Omega and Pac, because that's some shit I want to see.
I like it. Yeah. Well, all right, man. Let's just, in due time, right? Maybe it'll wait. So we'll see how it all shakes out by the time it comes around. But.
Well, are you interested then? So with that response from the general public sales of people going, and they're going to do another star cast and, you know, things like that, as just a viewer here in Kansas City, you know, or wherever you're at, let's just say for you specifically, you're here in Kansas City, does that make you go like, maybe I buy this pay-per-view, the first one?
I mean, maybe, but I'm still more interested in storylines than I am the in-ring performance. I mean, you know, they both got to be good, but until I get a regular programming with something that I care about, I'm less inclined to want to pay to see the outcomes of it, right? Like, I don't see these storylines much. I know they exist, but I don't see them right now because it's not in a consolidated viewing location, if that makes any sense, right?
Right. So I guess then, are you more of the wait and see to see what the card will look like and then go, well, that storyline looks good? Or are you going to be more of the wait and see and just say, hey, let's see what they do? And then if I'm interested,
I'm
after
TV,
they're done.
You know what I mean? Like, I'm, you know?
Well, that's another thing. I mean, do we get a TV deal 2 months before this pay-per-view, and then that's what leads into the boom, or do we get the big pay-per-view and tune in tomorrow because now we have a new TV deal, right? With WGN or whatever it is.
Yeah, with Netflix or whatever. Right.
Yeah.
Yep.
We'll see.
Maybe
I'm interested, though.
All right, well, let's
take definitely going to illegal download this if I don't buy it. I might buy it, but I'm for sure going to legally download it.
I like it. Yeah.
That's what I'm saying.
I will see this.
I will see this one way or the other. Right. Either they're going to love it, or I'm going to just at least view it.
It's 2019. I'm seeing this thing. So,
yeah.
Right. I'm going to watch it live in my bathtub, motherfuckers. All right. So, let's take a break. We're going to come back, and we're going to do a deep dive into the biggest storyline happening in the WWE realm, and pretty much the only
major storyline going right now.
Yeah, it's the only real written story. And that's more why we'll dive into it. We'll do that when we come back. In the meantime, you should check out our website, SpanishAnnounceTable.net. There's a link there for Spanish Announce Merch Table. It's on Zazzle. So you can go to Zazzle.com/SpanishAnnounceTable or to our website, SpanishAnnounceTable.net, like I said, and buy some stuff, right? Buy some fresh Spanish Announce Table threads. And it's a nice way
support
to support
the podcast.
Right, support the podcast, which will be back shortly to the Spanish Announce Table.
Fun fact, the average human head has about 100,000 hairs.
The Spanish Announce Table.
Tom, Elimination Chamber is coming up this Sunday on the WWE Network. I like the Elimination Chamber. It usually doesn't fail to deliver. It usually delivers on a good match, usually the chamber match itself.
I agree. I get a little tired in today's day and age where we have the gimmick and then put the match around it. I've always felt, other than Money in the Bank, because Money in the Bank equals an opportunity to become a champion, right? Like, this contract gets you to be potentially a champion whenever you choose, right? So putting participants in that makes sense. But when it's Hell in a Cell or Elimination Chamber or any of those kind of gimmicky matches, I feel like the feud should take you to the match. And now you know, because we have Elimination Chamber pay-per-view, it's, well, here's the gimmick, and we're going to fill it in with, you know, this time, women's tag matches. And so I get a little like, okay, whatever. I liked when, you know, Hell in the Cell was because Kane and Undertaker, or whatever it is, you know, that they couldn't be contained by anything else other than this structure. So that's what I liked. Now I just kind of feel like, okay, well, the gimmick is secondary, or the match is secondary to the, we got to have the gimmick, you know. But yeah, it, like you said, it always delivers, right? There's going to be one spot in there where I'm going to be like, that was what? Why? Those people are crazy. You know, I'll probably do that a couple times, but yeah, it delivers. It's fine.
Yeah. And you know, I mean, it's, it should, you got six people in, you know what I mean? And yeah, one of these, they got 12. You know, let's figure it out.
Yeah, 12 fucking people.
Figure it out. I didn't, a lot of spots. Yeah. Over. Yeah. All right. So they don't have anything listed as the official Dolph Ziggler kickoff show. So we'll just start at the beginning of their list here on WWE.com. Braun Strowman, Baron Corbin in a no DQ match. Maybe Corbin wins this because of a no DQ thing, but I'm going Strowman. But you're about to rant on this.
Well, I'm going to go Baron Corbin because Drew McIntyre isn't involved in any other match. So this is where he gets involved. And again, at the next one, Fastlane, that's where we get a tag match of Kurt and Braun versus these two, right?
And nobody Fastlane.
But don't you think, and this is where my rant was going to come in, don't you think instead of just doing a no DQ match, the Elimination Chamber or a Hell in a Cell would serve a better purpose than just, I don't know, like, that's where you're missing it. Like, I don't know. That's where I get irritated with, well, but the gimmick this time is Elimination Chamber. Well, these two guys hate each other. That should be a Hell in a Cell. Well, we can't do a Hell in a Cell and an Elimination Chamber. Well, then don't fucking make a pay-per-view.
You could do Last Man Standing.
Yeah. You could,
or Street Fight.
But stick with our picks here. I'm
catering
going,
table brawl.
There it is. Or they could just fight at the announce tables where they have their international announce crews at.
Right.
Have you seen Edge and Christian at all this season?
No,
on WWE
I started like the first couple episodes and then like I haven't caught up yet.
They do one where like they go to like the French team and this team and it ends up with like the IWC. It's two people living in their mom's basement and you know, it's great. It's pretty good. This season was really fun to watch. They're done now. Don't know if they're going to come back, but yeah, catch up on that. Anyhow, so I'm going Baron Corbin because Drew McIntyre will interfere and that gets us to the tag match.
All right, Raw Women's Championship. Ronda Rousey will defeat Ruby Riott.
100%. Charlotte might get involved, and then that's when Becky comes in, and then Melee.
Well, there may be a way somehow that Ruby Riott technically wins a match.
DQ,
But she will not be the champion.
That is our pick. Ruby Riott will not be the champion. Although, that'd be fucking cool that the first loss for Ronda would just be fish face Ruby Riott.
Fist face Ruby Riott. And it looks like a little fist, man. I was telling a guy at work that, and he's like, man, you're kind of right, man. That's a fist. Yeah, man, if like they built all this storyline with the Becky Lynch Charlotte thing, and then if they swerved you with now Ruby Riott is suddenly the champ on me, you'd be like, I'm sorry, wait, what?
Well, like, it's a fatal four-way. Right. It's going to be Becky and Charlotte and Ruby and Ronda.
No, Ronda, there's no rematches.
Yeah, sorry. See ya.
Bounce.
On your way back.
You can go fight Asuka. There you go. There you go. All right, let's talk about the Intercontinental Championship. Bobby Lashley and Leo Rush taking on Finn Balor in a handicap match. Yeah, whoa. They're going to give this to Balor, aren't they?
No. No, this is when Bobby, you know, it almost looks that way, and then Bobby retains somehow because Leo takes the fall or, you know, takes the fatal punch, yada, yada, yada. But
the fatal punch. He hit him with the fatal punch.
Maybe.
He's dead.
This is where, you know.
He's dead, Jim.
They used to do the heel GM to make this match, but it was never explained why Finn would just accept, I'll take both of them on.
Yeah.
There should have been some type of, like, gutting him into it.
Hey, I got to fight a guy twice my size. Also, allow him to bring a guy who's my size with him.
Right.
Like, that's how confident I am in this.
Yeah, there should have been some type of, you know, you think you're good, you think blah, 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 why don't you try, you know, fighting us both at the same time? And they're like, fine, I will. Okay, cool, for the title, you know.
Does he deal with this
one? Nope, it just happened. So,
I haven't seen the demon in a long time, right?
Yeah, good. Who cares?
I mean, he's not going to...
Oh, yeah, maybe he comes back for this.
Well, if he's not done it by now, you'd wait till Mania, wouldn't you?
I definitely would. That's why I think he loses, and then we get to the demon there.
Yeah, you don't get two demons in 2 months with Mania being the second one, right? Like, that's how that works. Yeah, so you're right. You're right. Lashley retains. All right. Cruiserweight Championship. That's going on the kickoff show. Buddy Murphy versus Akira Tozawa. Buddy Murphy. They are not giving that cross-eyed, can barely speak two words.
Well, they did it once, and it was a failure. So, yeah, they're keeping it on Buddy. Yeah, Buddy.
Tozawa probably can't even speak his own language, man. Look at that guy. All right, SmackDown Tag Team Championships. The Miz and Shane versus the Usos. They should give it to the Usos. They're awesome. They're not going to. They're going to keep it on McMiz.
McMiz, doesn't that sound like a new breakfast item at McDonald's?
It does.
Get the McMiz.
Get the McMiz. Or dessert. The chick, man, from the bar the other night, she gave me a bad case of the McMiz's. Got a little McMiz on my. All right, it's totally going McMiz.
Well, here's my thought process on how it doesn't. Is the Usos win at this one, right? Then you get the, okay, well, we're a new team. We knew we would face adversity. This is it. Let's try to get the titles back. They win a number one contenders thing through a couple weeks on SmackDown or whatever. They get the next title shot against the Usos at Fastlane. And then they lose again. And then that's where the dissension comes, where I didn't lose this. You lost it. Push, shove. Then Mania, we get Shane versus Miz.
So then who takes on the Usos in Mania?
Oh, all of them.
Whoever. You get a big, gigantic
sanity in this team and that team. And
fatal five-way
for
the tag team championships. That's an opening match. And it'll probably be a great match.
Yeah, everyone's going to be like, yep, that was good. I got ready for the 7 hours after this.
Because, man, the Usos, they're just good.
They're the best tag team. God. They're believable. Everything about them is fucking awesome. And I even like the Mandy Rose Naomi thing that Jimmy was doing. Like, he was believable in that. They need to push more Uso storylines. They're fucking awesome.
I liked the callback to that, too, though. When he was like, should we be talking about Mandy Rose? And he was like, wait, hold up.
Yeah.
Like, okay.
I think they are believable.
Yeah.
It doesn't feel like they're a gimmick. It feels like what I'm looking at is what I'm looking at, and I like it. They're awesome. I'm going to go, just to be contrarian, I am going to go with the Usos.
Okay, I'm going to McMiz. Back for a limited time. All right.
You just mix it with McFlurry. It's so good.
Get a little extra Miz. let me get back to where I was. I'm stalling here, Tom. All right. The inaugural WWE Women's Tag Team Championship match here, right? It's going to be the first time ever we crown WWE Women's Tag Team. Not really, but for this WWE Women's Tag Team Championship.
Right. Yeah, for this one.
Right. Here we go. Elimination Chamber. The Boston Hug Connection.
Can we just call it the Connection? Boston Hug Connection is too many syllables.
Yeah,
just call it the Connection.
Or just Bailey and Sasha. It's quicker to say.
No, I like the Connection because then they can do like a fun handshake, like the Mega Powers. I think that's what you should do. But Boston Hug Connection is just—it's too fucking long to say. Just say the Connection.
The Connection.
We are the Connection. Yeah.
The Connection. All right. What do we got here? Who else? Mandy Rose and what's her name?
Fire and Desire.
Which is a good name.
Yeah, because it's. All the feelings that Sonya Deville has for Mandy Rose.
Yikes. And then,
That's a good one. That's a good one. I like it. I'm patting myself. Yeah. I'm doing a little pat myself on the back there.
And there is that play that they could have. Like, she's still hung up on everything and then be like, hey, that whole boyfriend wasn't good for you anyway. All right. All right. Naomi and Carmella, which is just, if anybody entertains for a second
fabulous glow
that's winning anything ever, any kind of anything, the Iconics, which would be a good tag team that could hold tag team titles, but they're not winning this one. They're not winning
God
the
damn
first
they
ever
do. They then, should
then you've got what's the other one from the Riot Squad, Morgan and whatever the hell her name is, the
Sarah
Viking. Yeah, the one married to the other Viking.
Yeah, Sarah and Liv.
Yeah. No, she's not married to the Viking. Nikki Cross is married to the other guy. What's his name?
No. The Viking guy is married to Sarah. Yeah, they did a whole like WWE wedding thing. It was all Viking inspired. It was
who's
stupid.
Married to Nikki Cross?
I mean, it was cool.
She's married somebody from Ireland.
Killian Dane, I thought, right?
He's not Viking
either? He looks like it, but I don't think that's his like thing.
Right. And then you've got who I think might actually pull these down, and you got Tamina Snuka and Nia Jax.
Okay. How bad was their promo talking about why they should become champs? Tamina just fucking talks over Nia, so then you don't hear either one of them.
Yeah, no, that was not good. But I definitely think
they're bad.
I don't know. It's either Bayley and Sasha, or it's these two. And I just don't know which angle.
You think they're going Raw.
Yeah, and I just don't know which angle. Well, yeah, cause, I mean, like, I don't see the SmackDown. Yeah, no, it's definitely Nia Jax and Tamina, or it's Bayley and Sasha. And I'm the Bayley Sasha possible turmoil things they've been hinting at makes me still want to lean both ways, right? Because I could talk myself into them winning because of that dissension, or, and it's not even said dissension here, where it's just the, oh, you know, Bayley's got to keep doing it by herself.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I don't know. I'm going to pull the trigger and say Jackson and Snuka.
I will agree, because obviously titles on SmackDown get lost because we didn't see Asuka or R-Truth on this episode. Now, the Gauntlet match, I understand, but still, not even mentions of them. So I do think they go Raw as well. And I think the chase to Mania is what keeps the connection. I'm calling the connection from now on. To get crowned at Mania. That's a more special moment than just the first one.
Yeah, because they'll find a way to make it look like somehow Sasha fucked it up. The Jackson's going to win. They'll hit on that a bunch of times. Be like, oh, what about your friend? She's the one
who fucking
they'll
overcome.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. All right, we'll move on to the Elimination Chamber match again for the WWE Championship. Daniel Bryan, AJ Styles, Jeff Hardy, Randy Orton, Samoa Joe, and now Kofi Kingston, because
Mustafa Ali got a concussion.
Can't go.
Which, hey, good. Not good. It sucks because I really liked his angle in this match with being the young upstart. But I also now like the angle of Kofi Kingston. I've been here since, you know, NOM, and now I'm finally getting a shot at the title. So I like that as well.
He's been there since NOM. He's been there a long time, man.
Do you want to talk about the Gauntlet match before we get into our pick on this match? So I thought the Gauntlet match was picture perfect, except for one thing, and it's just I thought it would have been a great cherry on the top, is I thought Kofi Kingston beating everyone was perfect. But if you're going to do that, have him also beat AJ Styles. Mm-hmm. I would have had him also overcome and get a Trouble in Paradise, or, you know, fill in the blank, get one over on AJ, he's on his last leg, and still do the Randy Orton, haha, gotcha, like, I'm still here, bitches. I love that finish. Like, it was predictable, but it was a great way to say, like, hey. But I just feel like Kofi should have beat them all, except for Orton, and then that would have been, like, more of an impact.
Well, yeah, it would be the, well, we really can't discredit Kofi then either.
Right,
you know?
And not to say we still can't, because, you know, everyone now is like, oh, this is the best, but it would have been a cooler story if he would have beat everyone, and then in the last second, an RKO out of nowhere got him.
Well, Kofi is not winning this. I have begun to think more and more that Kofi might have the more, if they were to, like, break up now and somebody was to, you know, they were to run with somebody, I feel like Kofi would be the bigger likely candidate right now out of those three, just in that they've had him there for so long, they trust him, he can kind of do all the three things, right? Like, he can do the power that Big E can do, but he's definitely got, he can do the comedy stuff, and then he can get serious. He can, he's smart, right? Like, he can do the Xavier Woods smart thing. Like, I think they may try to pull that trigger on Kofi first, if and when they do that New Day split.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I completely agree. I think he's awesome. I don't know. There's just something with Big E where he can do the villain. Because one thing that I think Kofi is limited, and maybe I'm wrong here, but I just don't buy into yet, and I didn't buy into Daniel Bryan as a heel, but then now I'm proven wrong, but I don't buy into Kofi Kingston as a vicious heel. I can buy into Big E doing the 3 and enough, I need 5 heel thing, because he did in NXT, so he can do a little heel. And so I buy him more as the, like, top guy of the three.
Yeah.
Xavier Woods, something's missing with Xavier Woods. He's more of the manager. I just can't buy him in. I can't buy him as a wrestler for some reason. But
I agree.
I think Kofi will have another fun, you know, maybe he gets 2 more eliminations and, oh my God, are they going to pull the trigger kind of thing? I think we might get that little feel from it. But I think Daniel Bryan retains here.
I wouldn't be shocked if you found him in the final two, even if they made a big story out of the third, you know, the third guy to go, you know, third to last guy to go. I think Daniel Bryan's coming away with it, though. I think they want to push more of the angry liberal guy with the belt to Mania. It just feels like the storyline they're going to roll with. So I'm going to go with him. Somehow Rowan finds a way to somehow get involved in it somehow. Throws in a recycle bin that he hits him with, right? Like something.
Recycle Rowan has to be something that gets involved and then it's takes involved.
Because he is recycled Rowan. Like, they literally just recycled Rowan into recycled Rowan.
Yeah, love it. Yeah. I love it. But yeah, I think he takes the big finisher punch. Like, maybe he takes the phenomenal forearm from AJ.
From everybody. He gets everybody's finisher, and then Brian sneaks in and nut punches him.
Yeah, gets a one over on him. Yeah, I think that's what happens. But yeah, there's definitely angles to go. I'm more interested in where they go with the rest of the people if they decide to do feuds out of this match, right? So Samoa Joe gets eliminated by Randy Orton.
Yeah, that's definitely a thing. They'll do a brutal,
Right, and then Samoa Joe, pissed that Randy Orton eliminated him, beats the hell out of Randy Orton. Jeff Hardy gets a 1-2-3 on Randy Orton. Now we have Samoa Joe, Randy Orton out of this match right. as a feud for Fastlane, mm-hmm. you know, something like that.
Oh, and then they go with AJ Styles and Jeff Hardy at Mania. Yeah.
Hey, AJ Styles is a fun heel, can be good. If he's the heel in that, he can be fun. Remember,
that could be a great match. Jeff Hardy can still, for his credit, Jeff Hardy can still get in that ring and flop around and fly.
Yeah, he can fall from everything.
Right? Yeah, exactly. He can still fall from everything. He can still do it like he was fucking 20. Oddly enough. Yeah, he falls the same as he did 20 years ago. Fucking weird.
Don't do it.
All right. What? Anything else, man, before we...
No, I mean, you know, you read what, as of right now, is the lineup for Elimination Chamber. Just want to point out again, no Asuka match. What the hell? No R-Truth. Maybe R-Truth becomes a last-second R-Truth versus Nakamura kickoff show match, but no R-Truth.
R-Truth versus Asuka.
Hey, there you go. R-Truth always gets confused on who he's wrestling, so that would be fun. I bet Asuka wins, too. Becomes the United States champ, says, fuck this other belt. I want to be the United States champ. Someone will fight me for this, right?
Still can't get anybody to fight her.
Right.
After a woman, I can't fight for that belt. Yeah,
exactly. Carmella, it's like I can't fight for the United States. Yeah, God damn it! Brock Lesnar as well, you know. Brock Lesnar now kind of to be expected, but still no Brock Lesnar. So let's, you know, without a Brock Lesnar match, we kind of assumed how you read that and how I think most people are thinking that the WWE Championship match will be the main event. But let's not be shocked if it's the women's tag team championship match for the first ever tag champs closes the show. The poor WWE championship can never close now that there's a Universal and Raw show, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, it just doesn't do it.
This doesn't do it anymore.
Well, we do it, and we do it well, and we will do it again next week for episode 249
hey.
Of the Spanish Announce Table.
Fun fact, a baby fish is called a fry.
The Spanish Announce Table.